Tales from Atop a Russian Stove. The Soldier's Fur Coat. Once, there lived an old peasant and his wife. They weren't bad people, but they were terribly selfish. They would never share anything with a friend or a stranger. If they were going to market, they wouldn't let anyone have a ride in their cart. The horse is too tired, they would say, or the wheels are old, the wood, it might split. If someone wanted to borrow an axe, they would sometimes lend it out, but not without payment. "Take the axe," the old man would say, "but we get a bundle of logs for every 2 bundles you chop." And the old couple never invited their neighbors to share a good meal, not even at holiday time. One winter afternoon, a soldier passed through the village. He was on his way home after serving in the army. The soldier had walked a long way. His clothes were ragged and almost worn out. When he reached the village, it was time to stop for the night. He looked in the window of the peasant's hut and saw the old man and his wife inside. The soldier saw a pot bubbling on the stove and smelled a chicken cooking. So he knocked at the door and asked, "Please, let me stay here for just one night." "All right, young man, you can spend the night," said the selfish old man, "but there's nothing for supper except porridge. And in return and lodging, for dinner and lodging, you must go out after supper and tend to the pigs." The soldier agreed and went inside. The wife was standing by the stove, but there was no sign of the chicken, except for the delicious smell still inside the hut. The wife gave the young soldier nothing but a dish of cold porridge to eat. Then she and her husband sent the soldier outside to tend the pigs. The wife filled 2 bowls with good chicken soup, and the couple sat down to their own supper. As the soldier went out into the pig yard, he thought to himself, "I'll just find out what happened to that chicken." He lifted the latch on the gate and let the pigs out. Then the young man rushed back into the hut, shouting, "Quick! The pigs are loose! They're escaping into the woods!" The peasant and his wife jumped right up and rushed out of the hut. The soldier stayed behind. He looked into the bowls where the peasant and the wife had been eating, and saw they were still half-filled with good soup. Then he looked behind the stove. Sure enough, there was the cooked chicken in a pot, hidden away in the corner. "Someone ought to play a trick on this selfish pair," the young man thought. When the peasant and his wife had returned the pigs to the yard, it was getting dark. Now the winter nights were already very cold. A few flakes of snow began to swirl in the wind. "Well, you better climb up on the stove to sleep, soldier," said the peasant. "It's a cold night." "What for?" said the soldier. "I have this warm soldier's coat. I'll sleep on the floor." The young man took his coat and spread it out. He lay down and folded it over him. The coat was large, but it was worn. It even had a hole or two. The peasant and his wife climbed up onto the stove where it was warm. After a while, it grew very dark. The wind blew harder and shook the rickety door of the hut. Little showers of snow came in through the cracks. But the soldier said to the peasant, "Could you make the fire die down a little? It's very warm here." The peasant and his wife were surprised. They were nice and cozy on the stove, but they knew how cold it must be on the floor of the hut. But they shut the door of the stove as the soldier had asked. A little later, the soldier spoke up again. "Could you please open the door of the hut? It's stuffy and I can't breathe."
"I can't do that," answered the peasant. "We'll all freeze."
The wife whispered to her husband, "In the morning, go have a little talk with the soldier about his coat. That ragged coat doesn't look like much, but it must be warm. Ask him whether he won't exchange it for a new fur coat. With the fur coat that's here, we could never sleep on the floor and be warm like that." In the morning, they all got up. The soldier said, "Ugh, I'm nearly dead, sleeping on the floor, all wrapped up in my coat. It was so hot I couldn't stand it." The peasant said to the soldier, "Why don't you exchange that coat of yours for this new fur we have here? Your coat is too warm for you, but I have to go out to chop wood and do business in the market. The fur coat is a bit on the heavy side for working. Let's make an exchange."
The soldier hesitated.
"Go ahead," said the wife. "We'll add a little payment on the side." The young man thought another minute. Finally he said,
Well, then, all right, just for you. You people were so kind to let me spend the night here and to give me supper. Take the coat. So the soldier put on the peasant's fur coat and was on his way. He smiled to himself as he thought how well he had gotten even with the selfish old peasant and his wife. Now he was nice and warm in his new coat. He walked happily, heading for home. The old peasant, bundled in the soldier's coat, climbed into his cart to go to the market. The wind blew, and the snow came in through the ragged places. The frost got colder and colder. The peasant's teeth chattered. He could hardly move his lips. When he got to the market, he was so cold that he had to turn right around and come home. And on the way home, he had to give some poor other fellow a ride, just to have another warm person next to him in the cart. Otherwise, he would have been frozen through and through. So much for selfishness. The end.